Basrach Yer Ayin Ches Yer He Tov Shin Mem, April 24th, 1980, on Thursday, continued.
And then Shimon has, and twin towers and a tower. He's walking along and to maintain. Maintain a shaft at the bottom. So moving can force everybody going up the wall not to rent out any apartment you want on the wall to maintain the stairway. Yes, sir. Taking the important stairs as your nation. So it means not only that he can restrain Shimon, he can restrain, let's say, Lady, who himself is a resident of the wall, who is willing to rent out an apartment, to rent out space to Shimon. And it will be used as a dealer shop. So in other words, so can you think of what he says? So that I don't have to have a shop of dealers. So there is no doubt he says that she can be found out there is what's a yacht, is what's not. But because boy, you're not doing it, we're not sure about boy, you're not doing it, but we want to lack it. So in other words, the question is, suppose Ruvain has lives in one number one, and he has a killer shot in one number one, and then there is Shimon who lives in one number two. One number two is very close, he enjoys one number one. And then Levi wants to rent space in the apartment owned by Shimon Mobi number two. So the shadow is, can Ruben restrain Shimon from letting out his apartment to Levi to be used as a derasha? As a derasha. So that's the fact. So, because boy, I'm sure about the boy, I'm going to be asking the man. Me, what's the actual is to be civil and whether Ruben can impose upon Ruben Mobi Achim, whether Ruben, who is a resident in Mobi on the wall, and who has a dealer shop in Mobi, whether he can prevent Shimon, who is a resident in Mobi number two, and who has a house in Mobi number two, whether he can prevent Shimon from renting out space to Levi to open up to use as a dealer shop. That's the problem. So he said, we have a couple of doing Shimule, and I'm a son of a God. But it is obvious that according to the Turkey, that Ruben can prevent Shimon, can restrict Shimon from renting out his house to Levi to use as a tailor shop. So it's only if Shimon lives very close to Ruben. But suppose Shimon lives at the other end, he's probably at the other end of the city. And Shimon wants to rent out his apartment to Levi to be used as a tailor shop, then certainly Ruben cannot prevent Shimon, who lives in the other end of the city, from renting out the apartment to Levi. So only Mother Kabul of Shimon, my son of Kabul, Abba Kabul, Mother of Kabul, Shai Kabul, Yilu, and Boyle. So he rejects that Shadu. The Mount Yilzi, the Father of Yilzi, the Aki, Elohim, and the Levi. Totally moving. Boy, by my mother, boy, I'm on the way to naturally let's party. Well, shall we please come out? All right. So, in other words, so that's the different shot because of that question. Then the Rabban accepts on one defense, and that is that Babu Boy, that why, or Babu Boy, Babu Boy, Achite, has reference to engage, that is the first motion. And then the second motion that the Rabban does not reject is about Babu Boye, some who boy is called. God, the Hadash Kim Tanya, El Shor Bale, in the same Shaki Kodis, is a commission. Now, this is the text of the Rabban, the second motion. He accepts, in other words, that when Rabban Shiva says, Babu Boye, Babu Boye, Achim, Yes, Rabbi, whether it can be explained or not, so it means, so there is a possibility that he cannot be restrained. So it means that the Bafuyah, they rejoice him. Next door, but it's another one. But if he's not the next door, So they deserve the jealousy. That's Ramayana. Now let's see how Ramayana is. Ramayana says something else. You can easily be confused with the Ramayana. But it's something else. So the trick is that what Bhagavad can restrain another Bhagavad from opening up, let's say, that Ubeindu, who has a Devasha, the Mobile Noble God, and who is a resident of Mobile Noble God, can restrain Shimen, but can restrain Shimen, who is a resident. The Mobile Noble Two, from opening up the Devasha, the Mobile Noble God, that's a trick. Even though he pays all the taxes of the city, but since he is a resident of Mobile Number Two, so he can explain in opening up the dealership in Mobile Number One. We have official mobile, it's last but by the woman, she goes to Bach, we rate a car color.
Say, those who like the place, I said, it's more than
So they equate the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban's Pshat is Rambine, but it's no better than different Pshat. The Ramban's Pshat is that the Chaya has reference to the case where Shimon is a resident in Mommy number two, and Mommy number two is next door to Mommy number one. And Shimon, who is a resident in Mommy number two, that is next, that the joint is Mommy number one, wants to set up Tiva Shah, Mommy, she Mommy number one. But the Chaya is, in view of the fact that he lives next door to Mommy number one, maybe he has been like a resident of Mommy number one, just because it is outside the border of Mommy number one. But he lives next door to Mommy number one. So even though it's a different Mommy, it's a different Dawah, but it's next, it matters near Mommy number one. So maybe he can open up his shop, his neighbor shop, in Mommy number one Mommy. That's the child of Rabbi Uri, Rabbi Shua, according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi Yehide, Shimon lives in Mommy number 20, in the other side of the city. That side of the city. But he not, so he certainly couldn't open up a Teva Shah in Mommy number one. He certainly couldn't have. But he wants to open up a Teva Shah next door to Mommy number one. So that's the Shah. Can who made this better? So it's not even a different Shah than Ramban, it's not the same Shah as Ramban. Now you'll see what is Yosef saying. The Rish Yosef says, so he mentions the Rish Yosef. So he mentions the Ramban, the definition is the Ramban. And then he says, the reason of the Yashin to the Yashin. So he says that the Ramban mentions one motion that a Bible coming from Shura's reference to the case where Shimon is a resident of another citizen who pays the cargo, the taxes of this city. And then he said, they move on. So then he says, however, the army is the answer. Then he said, "You mean here, we ask it to the Russian people, to teach it by the usual nation in every country. You also bring it here, she may ask you, behind the front of the head, came to the body of the master, called the Ricotone, came to him, Gnei, the Ricotone, came to him, Gnei Mom." So he said, "The God of the Russian people, shot me in this one." I don't know how this is an Ashi, you can say it in the water, but what is Ashi saying that makes him believe that this is how Ashi explains it? So the ancient Mayan Hyatus, the Mokimach, the Hastor invites the Mokim, the Yeshkan, the Nay, and say, he says, of the Ashi, the Shat in the ancient, came to the Mokim, he said, so the ancient Mayan, the Hyatus, the Yoshkan, the Mokim, the Nay, so why does the Pharisee say keep in the voice? That's what should happen. The Pharisee should say keep in the moving. Keep in the moving. Says a shalosh to me. Then it would be that let's say the thing moving of moving on the world. If so, can restrain each other. And the thing moving. Number one, can restrain each other from renting out space to a person who wants to set up a dealership. Because of passes that you say, well, so the Christ should say, keep in the money, says the Shalom. That one resident of body number one can restrain an other resident of body number one in renting out space to Shimon. To set up, who wants to set up the church? Why would it say, came in the voice, say, essential HBO? So he said, the Christ tells us another hour. Came in the voice, it means that opened in the voice together, that means that we are here, can adapt it according. That one of the moment should not rent out space for Yedra Shah. The reason why Yedra Shah is a problem. Came in the before he says that all the residents of the various movements, let's say that, 20 movements in the city. So the residents of all the 20 movements have been decided by the charity movements that if in a certain moment there is a certain shop, there is a table shop, or a shoe store, or a cutting shop, or a school. So if in any moment there is a certain shop, so no resident of that movement can rent out space to any person who wants to set up the same kind of shop that already exists in a certain moment. So that's one of the powers of the Bilyonim. That's why the wise nations that uses the expression came to the body and says that shall we be hasty to the or hire to the multiple or the boundaries and there. So that devices it. So that's a big project. That all the beloved, the Bilyonim, can act according to that the residents. That a resident of a certain woman that has a certain shop should not be allowed to rent out space to be used for setting up the same shop in order to protect the Balunias of the city against unfair competition. This is the shop of the Russian. Why does he say that this is the shop of the Russian? The answer is, because over the shaking the always the caution against something with Rabbi Shua, how can everybody when the price says that what's enough? So they did different job. But Rashi, those explain that by your family and Rabbi Shua in accordance with any of the job. Rambam mentions the job. Rabbi Yud, Jane mentions other job. But Rashi does not mean any of the job. So, how do we explain the ratio of the mindset? So, maybe he's forced to say that the operation, this, he has another challenge. All right, so we'll look at the other side of the world.
Ryan Alvin Boba Basra, Yudolf Yeri Tupshin Mem, April 27th, 1980, on Sunday.
But a co-resident of the same company is entitled to open up the same shop. Or you have to open up a machine about that's not one. This is the pshat, according to Rashi, according to Tesis, So you may well open the shame as the Kashi. How can you have to open the Rabbi Yishua? Open the shame who say that the pshat in the nature of the Kaisi of taking the Nivoy is there and say, shall we age the name of the Chayot when we go to see him when we want to make it? So, it is reference to the case where there is only one table, one Chayot. So then, another one can be restrained in opening up another table shop because of Paschus and Chiyutze, so they have a difficulty. So how can Rabbi Yishua have this up as to whether so there is one alternative that Bamuya Bamuya Khine cannot be restrained either. So but the ratio of the price says, can you put any way says it? So because of that we have the first Russian Rambam, the second Russian Rambam, the third Russian Rambam, Rabbi, and then what Miss Yosef says in Rashi. Oh, why all these children? Because of the difficulty. If we explain the price, the range of the price, came in the boy in Zeze, shall the range of the name of the Chayyid, the Kinsi, the Ruan, the Nakis, the Ruan, the Ruanis, that it is reference to the case where there is only one Chayyid, there is only one Bosike in the body, and then another one wants to open up the Taylor shop. So the price says, the Taylor, that another one, a resident of another body, can be stopped. And here, Rabbi Rabbi Shua, in one alternative, says that a resident of the city, even though he's a resident of another movie, cannot be destroyed. So because of that, so we should have to give all kinds of duty. One Russian Rambam that the price says, he can be destroyed, he won't bring up in this morning, but cannot be restrained in opening up in the same city, has reference to one, to the case where the second one is a resident of another city, but he pays the taxes. And then other machines. All because of that cash. Now, let's see what is the Shiva Zaram. The Shiva Zaram is in the book of Hashem, Maruch HaHez, keeping the Nivoy, the Nivoy is there, so he should be able to have the repulse, the Yahan Balloons. Or you shall be not the Yahan in the Nome, Umen, the Rodrigo boy, or you shall also shall not fetch the Hamus in the Hai, who bought a little bit of some work at the Harris Gilead, or in Turkey Nahas, the Yahan Mane, the name of the Arabic Hai, but in the Hope of the Nome Achel, in the Hindu Nome, shall we be able to see this? I will go on in a Harris of the Lassus. According to the Lagamishne and the Sma, so the Rambam, when the price says, can you give me more in ZZ, shall we age the million? We have it with the policy and we want to make it. We will have the Rambam, yes. So the Rambam doesn't explain in the way Rashi cases the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda explained it. Because according to all these Rishonim, Rashi cases Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda, so the range of the price of keeping the name of the Rishonim, the Rishonim, has reference to the case when the reason of the Rishonim. And the Shaiwan is in regard to Paschus Kiyus, to Yehuda's Rishonim's Chavet. So that's why the price says, because of Paschus Rechimus. However, according to the Rechimishnes of Shabbat Rambam, and according to the Simas of Shabbat Rambam, so this price was not a, the ratio of the price was not a reference to the case where there is only one Chayot, one Bosi. On the contrary, there is no Chayot as yet. And then Ruben decides to open up a dealer shop, a tavern, or any profession, any shop. So then the other thing Ruben can explain on the basis. basis of the cross in the age, not on the basis of classical music. Not on the basis of classical music. However, when the Christ in the same says, Unishrekne veil, so this is how the Lachmishna and the Sma, how they explain this. Because there is a Shiva Rosh. In the Reish, we have Rosh Hashanah. Can you think of the words as Shalom Lehesh? In other words, there is a Rabbi, who are checking. And then in the same way it says, Unishrekne veil, Unishrekne veil, Rosh Hashanah. Why? So the Sma says, the Reish of the Christ say from the Rambam, as far as the case where there is no tailor shop as yet. And now, for the first time, Rubin wants to set up a tailor shop, a tailor. So then it can be stopped because of the nuisance, because of the Rebbe Nechlossi Vienzi, because of the noise, because of the Rebbe Nechlossi Vienzi. So that's why it's used for Sharabi, cave in the new world. In other words, all the other residents can be straight moving in Sanga and in Russia because he can be straightened because it's a nuisance. Then, when he's threatening in the veil, it's used to Russia. Then it has reference to a case where there is already one in Russia. Rubei has already in Russia. And the Shechem gave information. Now Shimon, who is also in Shechem, wants to open up another Tehra Shabbat. Another Tehra Shabbat. So here, he uses Rosh Yochid, not Rosh Rabbi. Why? Because on the score of nuisance, so the other residents of the Mogre cannot stop Shimon, because she can tell them, he must follow me as a law. What's the matter? Why do you discriminate against me? If you are so sensitive towards your age, towards everyone else in 18, you should not have allowed women either. You allowed women, yet allowed me too. But women himself is the only one. So he says, so women himself, so as far as police is concerned, so that the company and the that Abba Shechem cannot explain Shimon on the basis of noise, on the basis of Abba Shechem. But there's a clearness between the Kami and Shimon Gamliya as to whether Reuven is the one to explain. So the Kami says, since Shimon is also a Shabbat, so Reuven cannot explain him either. And the Abba Shechem Gamliya says that Abba Shechem can explain. In other words, he's like a woman, Shimon Gamliya, on the basis of Paschus that he uses. But as far as when the philosophy 18 is concerned, so everybody agrees that he cannot do the same. He cannot do the same. So if we explain the price in that way, so we don't have the kashi that Ramban raises, that raises, how can Ramban bring the Rabbi Yeshua? Heavy salt, as well, Bambuya, Bambuya, Achim. So we want to say Akim, we want to say Akim. So there is one alternative in the Abaye, that in Bambuya, Achimene, is what we want to say Akim. But the creation of the Christ says, can you believe what he says? And it cannot have reference to a case where the second one is a Ben Yirache. Because if he's a Ben Yirache, so not only can he be restrained, can he be stopped in setting up another tailor shop in the same way, he can be stopped in setting up a tailor shop in the whole city. That is the kasha. But according to the Rambam, there is no kasha, because the ratio of the price has nothing to do with fascist what you say. The ratio of the price has reference to the case where there is no tailor shop as yet. And now for the first time, that woman wants to set up a tailor shop. So it can be explained because of nuisance, not because of classical music. Here, Rabbi Yeshua is raising another question as to whether he can be stopped on the basis of classical music. So it has nothing to do with the alternation of the range of the bodies. Now, according to this chart in the Rambam, that the Rambam applies the ratio of the price to the case where there is no Chayyim as yet. and one looks to set up a dealership and can start on the basis of uses. And whatever it is that value of capital in the value of Yeshua has to do with the problem of pastor and use. And then, in the Rambam passages, in the Rambam, so let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Let's see what Rambam, the Rambam says. He can report my shame of the head. Keeping in what he says in the church, he may hire me to say, who has not done in the heads. Who is showing the way out of the way in the room he obeyed? Who is showing the shame of the head? She comes in the house. Who has not done in the house? That's the last thing I did. Who has not done in the house? In the Fakulun in Bamahe, in Bahamine, Charlie, and in Simundes. So he says, so, and then the smart is in Dalek, in the Washtaram, he says. Ubohari was a Nazahas, and it was a Haz, and it was a Haz, remained, remembering Hatopensic Hat, Bakilu. So first the Rambam reason was Yoch. And Yoch and Mone, we only know that basic high. In other words, so that there cannot be any restraint on the grounds of hearing the Shukunas Chaber. But because he passed the Shukun in that value of Chaber the Rambam, surely could. Then he says, but we only know the Mone, after in the Chaber the Mone, Shall we each day have a point? So, he can do this for Shabbat in the Hebrew money. So that's not a thing that Rabbah mentions. In other words, that he cannot be restrained. The Ben of Yahweh cannot be restrained on the score of passage of Yusei by the first shop owner, and he cannot be restrained by the neighbors in general, on the basis of use. Because on the basis of pastoral use, he cannot be restrained, because he is also entitled to make a living. Just like the first one, on the basis of the nuisance, he cannot be restrained, because he can say to the neighbors, you are tolerant to the first one, yet you have to me. This is how it is. Now, so then, according to the Lehemish is Pshatin Rambam, this master of Rambam. So we are able to answer the Kashi, because we know that in regard to the highest religion of keeping the rebates, so we have a Lehemish in the Rambam Torosh. The Rambam Torosh passes the Kule, because Sokhi Mon Nikula is the Kule Raya, and the Rambam passes upon the Why, because it's making the Raya to the Bums, as the Kule explains it. Now, so here was everybody who should be. So if we look, the Rosh should say, here two pass in Kule, and the Rambam who passed in Kule from there should pass in here also from there. But the fact is that not only the Rosh passes in this Abay of Babu Yahin and Kule, but the Rambam who passes in the Abay of Kule, and this is Kule, here passes in Kule. The language, the best explanation of the name of the language, that he passes here also. In the Abay of Babu Yahid. And the Nia also passes the Kule. But the Rambam, together with the Rosh, in this Abay of Kule. So we say there is Rosh here. Because over there, it's an Abay of Yishete in Achokas Mizor. In Achokas Mizor. So there is an Isaiah. And the Isaiah does not emanate from the source. In other words, Rubei, it's not that Rubei is not allowed to maintain something that in the long run might cause damage to Shimon, his neighbor, because Shimon has a vested right to be secure against damage. That's why Reuben has a visa to maintain a damaging factor. That's the shita of the Rosh. In other words, the primary thing is the vested right possessed by Shimon to be secure against damage to himself or to his Remember, Reuben is not allowed to contain the damage. So since the primary thing is the right possessed by Shimon, so as far as the right possessed by Shimon is concerned, so we say, Hamitzit Tzokim Bomu Kule. So, Vashemik in the Rambam is written that there are There are two things. First of all, woman is not allowed to be married, to maintain something that might be married to her. And then she has a right to be secure against marriage by woman. And one is independent of the other. So remember, he is not allowed to set up something that perhaps he has no right to do because it's a violation. Then she is wrong. That's in regard to Jacob's Mizrachim. Jacob's Mizrachim, there is a Nisa too. Mashein came in regard to Paschus of the Yuse. So there is the reason we saw Masik. He is not Masik. Let's say, if Ruben, let's say, opened up a dealership, and then Shimon, who is a resident of another woman in the same city, wants to open up another dealership in the same world. So if Shimon opens up another dealership and he undermines the income of Ruben, because it will be competition, so he is not massive. And even if we say that it's also so there it's because of his strength, because since Ruben opened up already in Tirasha, so the male Ruben has excuse to his strength, and that gives rise to undermine his source of violence. So the primary thing, since it is not a massive, so there the Rambam is also making that the primary thing is the excuse possessed by Ruben, who already opened up a Jerusha, not to be undermined in his source of livelihood. So since it's a valuable initiative, whether Ruben has his source or not, so it's not becoming good. Alright. Now, but let's see how the, so in other words, quickly, when is the Nirachovsky talking? If it's a question, let's say, of maintaining something that might do damage to the payments, if the payments that are stored in the Itzer of Shem, then it's straight in Eisner Fung. So then the Itzer is independent of the source. Mashaim came in regard to Master of Yitzer, there the Itzer is based upon the source. Alright. Now, let's see how the Yosef explains it. Now, the Yosef in two, Silikut in Rol, in Bor, and Feshinishke. So, the two machines, the explanation is out. Now, let's see how it is. Now, the Yosef in Silikut in Rol is that if you die on the base, if you die on the base, so the two machines, the same as well. The new one Bor, she will be forage, the Rabun of the Rabishua, Bakutte Shemishrei Rechaim Rechanut Vimor Lechot Rachel Vimosu Rabot Rachet Elei Shemitz Vimor Rechaim Rechanut Mi'akibot Mi'pnikim Anfos Malit. So that's where it's the first question of the Bez Yosef. He explained in his report to the Rambam when Abun Obeid Rav Yishua said Pshito Bakutte Achrit Elotze Mi'akibot. So it's not on the basis of Paschus Levinusa. But Bamotea Hitem Motzebe Akim, it's on the basis of usage of Kiran Nagosi and Kiranit. Not like Hashem at the basis of the Mimir of the Kabbalah. Not like any of the Mishayim, because all the Mishayim explain Ramadan Ben Rabbi Yeshua's whole member on the basis of Paschus Levinusa. Not in the basket. Not in the basket. Of Emusis. But the Yosef in the first portion says that the Rambam explains it on the basis of Emusis. So that was the residence of.
So he says, "Tamura Teshimeshu, Hanukami, we know the number of Tamura Dakite, Lachis, and Hanukhanus, the Akiba, Zen, the Kilamakrosima gates, Vishaya Hakabe, Vishaya Hakabe." Suppose the residents of city number two participates in all the burdens of the city. In other words, he pays all the taxes. What about the Maki? The Hibbe, Mode, Yuhe, Kondoti, Mode, Kimoni, the day. Since he pays all the taxes of the city, so the Megalo, but he doesn't live in this city, in city number one. So the Megalo, every Mode is considered as if it's his Mode, because he has no residence in any particular Mode. So in other words, he's the general resident of city number one, not of a specific place in city number one, but a general resident of city number one. So in many ways, the residents of any body in the city cannot stop him on the basis of nuisance, because he can say, just as you maintain a shop, even though it produces a lot of noise, so I don't have a right. I participate in all the burdens that you participate in. A very strange chat, Mr. Bosch. Then he says, Babu Bule, change the Hanukhanus. We also Babu Bule did not say anything like Shane Kong, Shane Hanukhanishin. He changed them on his ownness. But suppose Ruben has a tailor shop in Mother Number One, and then Shimon, who is also a resident of Mother Number One, who wants to set up a tailor shop, so Ruben cannot restrain on the basis of the Chosen Yeti, because he can tell the Ruben, you also make so much noise. So why is your noise all right? I am also a resident of the same Ruben, so you cannot show any sensitivity toward the noise produced by myself, just as you can produce noise, so I'm not sent out to produce noise. Then the Rabbi is Rabbi Buri Yeshesh and Chaim Hanus. We also have Rabbi Buri in the ways of Rabbi Mobin and Chaim Hanus. Ma, we are doing your job on the Mobin and the Mobin and the Machino. I would work to have the Mobin and the Mobin and the Machino. Or if you work to see if the Mobin and 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 the You can't be what's in the act. So that by the Kabbalah of Rabbi Shua is not on the basis of passing of Yusei, but also on the basis of in Yochel Mishael, on the basis of Yusei. So suppose Ruben, who is a resident of Mobi number one, has a Tevashah, and then Shimon, who is a resident of Mobi number two, Mobi number three, another body in the same city, wants to open up another Tevashah in Mobi number one. So that's the Bible of the Rabbi Shua, whether the residents of Mobi number one can be spent. And because they can say, true, we allow Ruben to maintain his tailor shop and produce so much noise and to be marveled like a resident. Well, he's one of our residents, so we have to suffer from him. But you are a stranger. You are not a resident of this Mobi. Why should we? Why should we be tolerant towards you? Or not? Since he's a resident of the same city, even though of a different Ruben, and they are tolerant towards Ruben, so he says, if you are tolerant towards Ruben, you should be tolerant towards me too, because I'm also a neighbor of yours. Not in exactly the same Ruben, but Ruben, a different Ruben. But the same city, so I'm also a neighbor of yours. So the whole child, so according to the first law, according to the Rambam, the whole Shaykh is on the basis of the possibility, not on the basis of Pastor Yusei. Why not on the basis of Pastor Yusei? Because from the point of view of Pastor Yusei, there shouldn't be a difference between a resident of the same Mabay or a resident of another city. After all, we don't pass the Shabbat. According to Rambam, alright, so there is a time of Pastor Yusei, even as against a resident of the same Mabay. Why? Because Putin was the first one to open up in Russia. Now that Xi wants to open up in Russia, so it can be restrained. But we don't pass by Kabul. Because Kabul accords with the Xi government, and we pass by Kabul. So we shake your finger. So we shake your finger, that means that the woman in Norway cannot restrain a court in Norway, from opening up another Taylor Sharp and compete with it, because the other Norway also has the same vitamin immunity, just as the first one. So, according to this Joseph Kaplan Rambam, just as the Norway cannot restrain a common Norway from opening up the same shop and compete with the first one, he cannot restrain a resident of another city. Because what difference does it make? Suppose the resident of that city will decide to immigrate into this city. You have a right. You can't impose any restrictions of immigration upon the resident of that city. So since the other area has a right, has an authority to move into that city, and then you have a right to compete with the first owner. So even if he decides not to move into that city, he also has right. In other words, so where is it going to be shaped? So from the point of view of pastors and Lucy, there is a difference between a co-resident of the same body and a stranger, a resident of another city. So according to the Rambam of Joseph says, as far as pastors and Lucy is concerned, there is no difference. So according to Abune, so even a co-resident of the same body has no right to open up a competing tailor shop and undermine the source of livelihood of the first tailor. But we don't pass by Kabbalah, we pass by Kabbalah. So if we pass by Kabbalah, that a co-resident has the right to compete with the first tailor, so a partner also has the right. Why does a co-resident have the right according to the Kabbalah of Rabbi Namiya? Because every human being is entitled to make a living. So whether he is a resident of the same country, or is a resident of another country, or even if he is a resident of another city, he still has a right to live. And he's not here in this life. So we finish. Now then, the Messiah said, mention is another issue. In our heritage, but what about what they watch here, shall we watch when you are so, we should be pastor if you see. So according to the second chapter, so, according to the first question, Ms. Yosef, the Rambam is that from the point of view of passive refuse, there is no time of passive refuse. Because just as there is no time of passive refuse as against a co-resident of the mother, there is no time of passive refuse as against the father from a different city, from a different country. Everybody is entitled to a community. So just because he happens to live in another city, he has a right to move into this city. So he decided, suppose he decides to move into the city, then it will be respect. So even if he decides to remain in that city, but to commute and travel every day, he still has a right to go. That's the first question. Then the second question says, in our orthodoxy, but more about the matter, so we ask him also, we should ask him for this. So the word is according to the second question, because you're saying, so when Rabbi Yehoshua says that Babodah and what's lacking, it's on the basis of pastor produce. And there is a difference between the co-resident of the same Mabel and the father, a resident of Manasseh. Why? Because every person is entitled to do something that will give him an income that will enable him to make a living. So the first tailor, the one who opened up, who was first opened up in tailor shop or tailoring, cannot tell the second one, cannot tell women, cannot tell Shimon, you are massive, because Shimon is not massive, he is your only father, you are not your father. He has a right, his basic right, that the great children endowed every human being to make a living, even though one's occupation undermines the scope of the income of the other. So it's not massive. So I met Brahman if it was in the usual way, in the natural way. So what is the natural way? The natural way is that the person who maintains a shop in a certain city, those who live in that city, not residents of another city, should maintain a shop in this city. So the main way, so when a Barcode, when a Barcode, a co-resident wants to open up a competing figure shop, so he cannot go this way, because he's doing it in the natural way. The natural way. Machinking bamboo, that's not the natural way of making a living. Somebody lives in New York and he'll make a living in Chicago. So it's not the usual way of making a living. So the main way, the first tailor can be slaving on the basis of Masonic rule, because he's here with his homeless. So he says, The second motion, and then the Messiah prefers the second motion, the second shot in the arm. So, but even according to the second motion of the Messiah, so the Abaye, is not on the basis of passive religion, but it's on the basis of regularity. In other words, the difference between the first motion of this yosef and the second motion of this yosef is in regard to whether it can be restrained on the basis of passive religion. So according to the first motion, so even on the Yosef, the Rambam Shittah is that as far as passes of use is concerned, there are no restrictions. So even a farmer can open up a shop in this city and compete with the residents of the city, even though it's one difference. According to the second question in the Yosef, so in regard to Bamotahite, so then the Bamotahite can be restrained on the basis of passes of use. But insofar as Bambode, a Bambode Achite, so in the second motion agrees that the contra Rambam cannot be restrained on the basis, or he cannot be restrained on the basis of passes of use. He cannot be restrained on the basis of passes of use. But Abaye, the belief shaped by Rabbi Yeshua, is as whether the Bambode Achite can be restrained upon the basis of uses. Upon the basis of uses. So the main way, there is no kasha according to this Yosef. So there is no kasha against the Rambam. How can Abune Rabbi Shua say in one more term in his Abaye that Abamudi Achite cannot be restrained when the price says Kefi Bnei Boyes Zeze Shalosh Bnei Loichadet V'Mibusike V'Mulamtinekes. So in other words, it says that he can be restrained. So he says V'Shaya. And he adapts the second motion. So that means that even according to the second version in the Preciosa. So, Babilhuye, Babilhuye, Achille can certainly cannot be restrained according to both alternatives in that way. He cannot be restrained on the basis of past music because he is with God, telling Billy Achille who pays the taxes of the city. So he cannot be restrained. So how could this? So the resident of the same city, he certainly pays all the taxes, he's a resident of the city, so he participates in all the burdens. How could he be restrained on the basis of Pastor Kodimuse? But the shadow is as to whether he can be restrained, as to whether he can be restrained on the basis of philosophic rights. And we pass through. Now, the question is this. Bishleine, we mentioned the fascists there. The Rambam, the Bible, the leadership, in the case of Kibit Vibayitz, he passed the Rambam. In the Bible, the leadership of Babu Vya, he passed the book. The Rosh passes in both the Bible to the book. So the question is, so there's a skill. And the answer was that the Bible of Kibit Vibayitz is a Bible in the Holy Spirit. So there it's written as the Omer. Mashalim came. Here is the Bible in Pastors of the Muse. So that's not a focus in Zorchi. So there is the Bible Pastors of the Book. So that is all right according to the Hamishas Pshatna. That is all right according to the Smas Pshatna. That the Bible of Babu Vyot, Abamu Vyach, the Mots Maki, the Mots Maki, is in the Bible Pastors of the Muse. But according to the Vesiosev's own vision, the value of Babu Yachile is not in regard to Pastor of Yuse, but it's in regard to the work mission of the Mosul Klaiyitzi. That's a focus in Zoki Mamish. So then there is the obvious fear. So that means that the Rabban Pastors here in regard to the Shire, as to whether Babu Yachile, what's it actually doing, what's happening? In other words, whether it can be restrained on the basis of the Yusus, what's in Yusus, that's a focus in Zoki. Like Hedasha, like Roshon, that's a focus in Zorki. So remember, the Nahakas is working the Rambam in the Bali of Kibbutz remains in Pastor the Kumbe. So here is the Pastor the Kumbe too. So the Bali of Pastors, the Kumbe too. But the Rambam here asks the Kumbe. So Mishra is very important to the Rahamishra's Pshat and the Smas Pshat. There is no Kasha. Because according to the Rahamishra's Pshat and the Smas Pshat, so, here the Bible of Babu Yachmi is regarding the Pastor of the Yusuf. That's not Mazi. But according to the Bes Yosef's own machines, it is Mazi. It's on the basis of Kiran's Yosef and Kilayetzi, so it's Mazi. And in regard to Mazi, the Rambam passes by Bible Yushite of Kibit Ribeit, the Humbe, because they're the Eis of Humbe. So they are also the Eis of Humbe. So we have to say one thing. We have to say one thing, that there is a distinction between the two types of Hakokas Nizoki. There is a Hakokas Nizoki which are implicit in the Parsha in Shpat. That's Nizoki where there is mamish, either injury to a person's good, chibre, or as it may be, age, bail, shame. So that's mentioned in the parashah in Shmot. And then what here on the Paschal Yamada Basiki, Reacha, that doesn't come within the parashah in Shmot. Parashah in Shmot is a kind of a basic that can be translated, returned to Dawah's itself. If somebody is Chilul Chavimri, so there's a bail, Nezek, Tzah, Hiku, Shemes, Meshes. If somebody maintains a beggar that is mazik, so there is nezek. If somebody maintains an ancient species, there is nezek. If somebody has an axe, and the axe does damage, so there is nezek, there is a pain. So the mazik, that's the mazik of Borokama, the mazik of Mishpoti. So the mazik of Mishpoti can be translated in terms of thousand cents. But how about some of the Masikim in Borobasta, the Yahweh, Reacha, can you demand money for Reacha? He was exposed to a unpleasant odor, so he can demand of him, he should pay. It's not Chaya. Yes.
Why do we just property if the man wants to turn around and sell it later, and he'll lose money because he can't make as big a profit as he would if the railroad were up there.
No, so that's all right. One second. That's all right if somebody would take something that will inject a reach on the house in his shoes, and it will never go away. So then there will be depreciation of the property. But suppose he was exposed to a reach for a number of days, and then the reach was removed. So the property now is not appreciated on account of the reach. So it cannot be translated in terms of thousand cents. It just a nuisance. And Yochel Lishay, you are a person who is easy. All right, you can visualize. Sometimes a person doesn't sleep for night, so his health becomes out of mind. He becomes sick. Okay, but he doesn't mean that in such a situation. I cannot sleep well with these. I wake up many times because of the conversation. His health is not out of mind. Suppose his health is promoted as a result of the noise. Sometimes the health is promoted. He still cannot get. He still cannot get. He's still grabbing. So that's not the magic of overcoming. That's a different kind of magic. This is a magic of maintaining a nuisance, not a damaging fact. The magic of overcoming, that of partially sporting, is a magic of maintaining a damaging fact. And it can be translated in terms of thousand cents. But the magic of overcoming does not have to be in that case. A damaging factor, they are that. And according to the machine, the testimony is also massive. Can he demand damages? Because he was looking. So that's a massive, a different type of a massive, of maintaining the nuisance. So in a way, so where is the massive of maintaining the nuisance mentioned? The massive of the company is mentioned in the parasha of Mishpatim, when you should have, so it's a concept, when you should have, implies not only a human body, if one doesn't watch over his axe, and the axe causes damage, so he's responsible. It implies in himself also, he's the hood if you watch, and if he doesn't watch over the axe, so he's a chayte, as the jupe, the values of the human character. All right, the human character is only when the axe kills him in the meat. But the same Mishnah, the same Mishnah, applies to every negligence. But this Mishnah is mentioned in the Parsha of Mishpatim, that's a mazik of maintaining damage. But maintaining a nuisance where there is no damage, that's not mentioned in the Parsha of Mishpatim, but this is also mentioned in the Pasuk, in Vort, as the Ach says in the Gemara in Sahel. So, all of this is all. Not only damaging factors, but just a nuisance comes within that possibility. So, according to the Beis Yosef, we'll have to say that there is a fundamental distinction between two categories of mazik. The mazik that is mentioned in the parasha of Mishpatim, a mazik that can be translated in terms of money. So when there is monetary damage, so there the Israel is not contingent upon the schools. There is a schools inherently possessed by Shimon not to be damaged by Reuben, but at the same time there is an Israel incumbent upon Reuben not to cause damage to Shimon, and one is independent of the other. Mashiach came the mask of maintaining the nuisance, there is also an Israel, because it's a misalassay of Shvat and Tzad and Nish and Noch and Nigeri, but there the Nisea is contingent upon his cause. So, the Abaye of Kibit Ribbeins has reference to a monetary damaging mask, not just a nuisance, it's a nuisance also, of course. It's a nuisance also. So it comes not only within the process of Shvat and Tzad, but it comes within the process of Nish and because if he sets up the Tamil Yerayim or the Fethes, so then it was damage to the papers in the Itza, real damage. The papers in the Itza deteriorate as a result. And let's say Tamil Yerayim, so it might produce a fire too, but let's say Fethes, so it will not produce a fire, but it will bring about a deterioration in the quality of the papers in the Itza. So remember, it comes in the parasha of Mishpatim. So there, the Israel is not contingent upon the source. Mashiach came, the master of the revolution that was to Alexei. So that is not coming with the power, it's not mentioned in the powers of the body. It's in the body of the Spartan Mission of the Lord and the Tamil Kerala, the schools of Shreya. So there, there is also an Islam. But there, in the Tamil Kerala, so the Islam emanates from the schools. So remember, it is a bio-religion day. The doctor question is whether the music has its schools to be secure against innocents. So it's a mitzvah of the Rambam, so it's not a moment in time. So in many ways, the Rambam has to do that. This is, we have to say this, according to the Bais Yosef Shot in the Rambam, but not according to the Bais Mishneh in the Smas Pshat in the Rambam. Now, let's see what the Gemara says. Here the Gemara says, we need to have we need to have a case, but we want to know. Now, we saw that there is a machlokes between the Rama and the Rashbo. Rashbo or not Rashbo in the rest, but Rabbi Shimshin Rabot, the Drash. As to whether this aloche that the Mikhail Dabik and the Motzimaki, whether it only has reference to Rabbunim. Rabbunim is a man, and he holds that if Mabibuya, Mabibuya, the Napshe can be restrained, can be restrained. So he says, but there is one exception, Mikhail Dabik. The one thing that is an exception. Because of Kinasov Kitab, because of Yaakov Tehov But according to Rabbunim and Rabbi Shua, so, as far as Bambuya the Nashi is concerned, so no professional can be restrained. A tailor cannot be restrained either. So we don't have to resort to a special hour of Yamati or Yadi of Kinasot and Tadarot. So, but when is there a right of restraint in regard to Paschus of Yusuf? Only Bambuya Bambuya. So if it's a question of Bambuya, so there it's not, so we don't say that Bambuya is an exception. We explain that the last year, because if it's this, the resident of the same place, so then he cannot be considered as a massive group. So even according to Bambuya, that he can be stopped, it's on the basis of Sisa Yosha Latin. So in many ways, we say, because of Kinasov and Tabakhov, because of the universal benefit that will accrue to crowd, to the whole crowd, because of the competition in Torah, so in many ways it is Yosef Tain. In determining Yosef Tain, so sometimes, even though a certain act is disadvantageous to one individual, but it's advantageous to the crowd. So the benefit, the universal benefit that accrues to the cloud, to cloud is more than counterbalances the disadvantage to one individual. Mashiach came with Babota, Babotachite. So they are involved in itself. Oh, Masibuleo. So how can we be matter suing because of Babota's problem? Just as we cannot be matter zero in order to be matter solo, so we cannot be matter as soon as blue because of our words. That's the shite of the Rambam. What is the shite of the Ramah? And the two agrees with the Ramah. He says that the same Allah of Midrabbin and Midrabbin is true according to Rabbin and Rabbin Shua. Why does Rabbin say Midrabbin? Because it's a chidush. Even Rabbin is a much bigger masculine. In Yerem Yisrael Yisrael, because he answers it even in the case of the co-president of the same moment. So we could say there are no exceptions, it's so common. So commercial on the team Rabbi, but needless to mention that the Kodak Rabbi Rabbi Shema, even in regard to Bahamotia Achite, that in regard to Muhammad Tenei case, he cannot be stopped. That's the truth. But the Rambam, why so the Torah in the Torah Shite and the Ramah Shite is that even Babota Achite does not involve an Isaiah of Hasodism. Because Because just as in Bangladesh, a co-resident of the same company has a right to make a living and is not considered passive work, so it was in another city also. But it's the difference is on the basis of what is a social attainment. So if it's a co-resident, then it's consistent with social attainment. If it's a resident of another city, so then it's inconsistent with social attainment. So since it's on the basis of social attainment, so in many ways, Kina Sokka Tarasosko Yakutio Yakutio counterbalances the fact that it's disadvantageous, it's unfair to this one individual because it does a lot of good to the farmer. So in many ways, even in respect to Bamota Hite, so it cannot be stopped in one minute. That's the matter. Now let's see what is the Shitas Rambam. Is the Shitas Rambam like the Ashpor or the Shitas Rambam? Is the Shiva Sarambam like the Yakamara, like the Torah? So the course is that the Shiva Sarambam is not like the Torah, not like the Yakamara. Now, the goal is in a Kufnun goal. Is in a Kufnun goal. Sin a Kufnun goal.
Business-wise, it's a big machine. In the end, it's a good
Allah has come to Chabor, come to the Mishra. But the Rambam, he agrees with the Rashbo, the Rashish and Rambo, that it's not that Hilo Rambam. Only Hilo Rambam. But Hilo Rambam, the Rambam Yeshua, so it's not Shabbat to say, Mitre Tavachi is an exception. Because if it's Babu Gula, Babu Gula, Nafshe, so no professional can be a sweat. If it's Babota, Babota, Hilo, so even in what they need in the land of Tavachi, can be a sweat. Can be a sweat. So he says, that's the business. Why doesn't he have, the Rambam doesn't mention Rabbi Yisrael staying in Il Cheshchem. But the Rambam does mention Rabbi Yisrael, not in Il Cheshchem. He mentions it in Hilches Talmudot. In Il Cheshchem he doesn't mention Rabbi Yisrael. In Il Cheshchem he just mentions Hir Dalo. Can you think of his initial name? We have to be posted like about in 2 years. For you showing the battle to be one day in the new day, for you showing the show battle to the Hanus and the Khan, who will have any was a lot of the Hanus and everything. We talk about Hanus, we talk about the name, we will have this Khan. But we will not be more happy. In the ring, we will shall we be in the Jonas. I will go with the Hanus. I will take with the Hanus and ask him to say, we have to say, we have to say, we have to say, and he doesn't say, he doesn't say, because he agrees with the Shikha from the Shikha that law. That is a king, but what a chite, so he won't have a king. Then he says, then he says, my brother is a king. So he says, I will not be able to 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 be But the Rambam says in the Talmud Torah. So let's see what the Rambam says in the Talmud Torah. The Rambam says in the Talmud Torah as follows. In the Talmud Torah, the Chazal. Echad nimmo v'shem kishlos islam ehi. Achu echad nimmo achotza ehi chayim v'shchino. V'im chesviyot ehi. Even the co-residents of the same chotza cannot be seen on the basis of laws. Now, this thing he mentions in the Chesheim, and he mentions also in the Talmud Torah. Why? Because of Yahweh Tiro Yahweh. We have to have a day, Kishin no Chabere, because our bodies. We want to take his disciple, Kinishi Obey, to make his Achelu, or we can make his Obey, 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 we can So the course is, since the Rambam, you did the Roshi, we have to have a day, Kishin no Chabere, What does Chabere mean? Chabere, why does the Rambam say, Yuchem Yuham Jereki, Shebo, Ache? Why does he say, Shebo Chabere? Chabere means a co-resident of the same Rambam. Uposak invites the Rambam to make it in Can you shebe it to make it Zachir in the world? Or you shebe it to make it Shal Zeh, it's all Zeh. And you have to make it to the other. Shema Hashem Chomis of Matziki Yad of Yeroya. So, the Rambam mentioned that the Torah only in connection with a resident of the same one. So why was the Rambam saying that the Yochanan is the other day? So you could say, since the Rambam passed the Kabbalah with Rabbi Shura, so that is who are very professional, not only one of the leakers, a tailor too. So if Rube was a tailor of a certain woman, and then Shimon, who is a resident of the same woman, wants to open up another tailor shop, he can do so. But the Rambam doesn't say so. The Rambam said mentioned the reason as to why the Chabere and according to the Pir Agro, it means a co-resident of the same woman is allowed to open up another receiver of the same woman is because of Yahweh Tiro Yahweh. Why because of Yahweh Tiro Yahweh? It gave a shot to the also be opened up. Why does the Rambam have to resolve to Yahweh Tiro Yahweh? This is the Kashi against the law. Now, והרמב"ם השליט אותו בשביל לסוף כל כל הרבה המלמד נפשי שלו חייב המקם ראית רבו ולכת עם המלמד רבו והרשוע ובורך לקוס עד כאן עם מיץ מלכה שחיים כי נחלית לו לדבוד ומקם כל שם ובדרבייס מלכה סמותו קוס עד בהגד ובערוכים נפשי על משום והתיור סבירו לו ולא כתב אפילו לבוסי למה זאת אומרת ביחד so the question is if the Rambam מלכה סמותו when it does mention In the Heshchem he doesn't mention, but in the Talmud he does mention. So, and Shimon says, Shebo Chabere means but he did not change. So why is the Rambam explanation should ever be shared for 50 months in Tila and Jerry Lalit? Because we don't pass by Kabbalah, so in Taylor couldn't be restrained either. So how would the Gemara explain itself? Now, let's turn to a linear data. The Mechaber and the Ramo, we see an ancient day. In your day, look at the Ramo. So the Mechaber and 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 the basis of modes. Yeah, because Yahu Tima Yah. The Mechaber and the Mechaber and the Mechaber is the Mechaber Rambam. In the Mechaber and the Mechaber and the Mechaber and the Mechaber and we want to make it easier. Can you show me or to make it a hell? Or can you show me that the vacation is Jose, Jose, in the human nuclear period? She never had a shell cost from a city at the other. Then Ramos said, Rabbi Lichin here, we're really the rabbi. Your hair is from a hair, no way you would be gunking shot. A people we can pay a tax from us as a mission. So we play the same rabbi city, and we play the rabbi. So that from Kohen can come, and also the Rambam, even though as a result of that from Kohen moving into the city, so Rambam mind to a little bit the Parnosi of the first one. A purely Kapitach Tzatz Parnosi of Ishi, giving Shakur, Kippur, Ishi, Nawi, Murat. Suppose you know, the Kohen accepted the first one as zero. We need to ask him, and he gets accepted. So, I would say, I'm going to go to the house. However, is it Thomas Adesh? And the Thomas Adesh mentions the Shite of the Marine and the Yosawa. Now, the Dark Elisha, the simulation of Hay, Rabo, mentions the whole truth, I mean, synopsis of the whole truth. Dark Elisha, the simulation of Hay, the Rabo. So he said as follows. Koshabani. So there was a The Thomas Adesha mentions the whole problem of the world. In a certain city, there was a big town prophet. His name was Aram Rebanshah. And he was married to a rabbi in that city. And he also fulfilled certain rabbinic functions. His misadakushim, his adakhrites. And the practice was that for each chuppah, so he gets a certain fee. Then Mahi Pune, one of the David Israel, Charles Jewish Mahi Pune, moved into the same city. And he also started to do Mahi Teo Rabbi. And he also started to do Misada Gitin, to Misada Chonitzet. So the question was, so I have a Bancho, and he tied against the Mahi Pune. He was Masi Wu, because he was the one in that city first. So then, Kotabani, Sidin Kupina, the Kamiyami Kotabi, Marin, Marina, Abu, Spoil Pony. So he was the second one who came into the city. Kidu Kamiyami. So, Shivaram, Jehu Mimati, Yim Shivaram,